Okay, hello, hello, hello. My name is Declan O'Flaherty from slapheadmarketing.com. And inside this first audio track, we're going to talk about why most people can never do what's necessary for success and why they get distracted so easily. So I want to start off with a great quote. I don't know whether it's a quote or a statement from Eben Pagan that I came across a couple of years ago when I was at one of his seminars. And it goes like this. People who fail consistently all shrink in the face of adversity and go do something else that's not as difficult, which then gives them the justification that they are still doing something worthwhile. It's a great statement, isn't it? People who fail consistently all shrink in the face of adversity and go do something else that's not as difficult, which then gives them the justification that they are still doing something worthwhile. And when you really think about it, that's exactly what's going on in internet marketing for most people. I mean, let's not talk about why most people get into this business, because they think it's easy, quick money. It's a very low barrier to entry to actually get into internet marketing. And if you look at when I became a qualified and a professional plasterer and a printer, I mean, I had to work my ass off. I had to study everything. And every day I turned up, I did the work and I did what was necessary. But you look at internet marketing, for example, most people don't do that at all. They come in, they expect to get by just with the minimum amount of work. They're looking for the easiest possible way to do it without actually putting in any groundwork. They never study what works, how it works and why it works. So they never actually put in the effort that you would normally put in if you were going to become a doctor, a mechanic, a plasterer, whatever it is. They never put the same amount of work in. And in any other profession, they would literally starve. And look at what they blame, right? They blame the strategy. They blame the product, information overload, procrastination, the lack of time, the lack of money, the lack of support from the family, the cable guy, the next door neighbor's cat. I mean, they blame everything and everyone. And yet every single person who does shrink in the face of adversity and blames someone else or something else absolutely knows deep down that they are at fault. I mean, they won't consciously admit it, but they know it all the same. See, the thing is, something new or different is attractive to us all. And that's why people jump onto new strategies all the time. Whether it's a new tactic, a new tip, a new trick, a new product. Everything that is new or different is attractive. Even a new house on the beach, a fat lady in pink spandex at a volleyball tournament. Not watching, but actually playing. Like, that's attractive because it's unique, it's different, it's unusual. And yet, even an obese woman in pink spandex is attractive to you. Not in a sexual way, you understand. But you're attracted to look at her all the same. Right? You don't want to look, or maybe you do, but you can't help it. And that's why it's so easy to jump from product to product and not follow through with sticking to just one strategy. You can't help it. You're compelled to look. You're attracted. If you look at headlines on a sales page, for example, I mean, they do 80% of the pulling of selling that product. Now, don't get me wrong. If the rest of the copy on the sales page is bad and the product is useless, well, then it's not going to sell. But the headline is the most important, because that's what gets the attention, right? And that's what it's all. Once you see a great headline, if it appeals to your emotion, you can't look away. Earn 10K a month is very attractive. Get a shitload of traffic to your squeeze page is very attractive. Even if you have a crappy offer that leads into no funnel and no back end in place, it's still attractive and people still go after it. But where's the intelligence? Where's the common sense? The smarts? Where's the logical, conscious conclusion that these are all designed to bypass the intelligence of a person and appeal directly to the emotion? So the thing I want to ask you is, do you have a plan, a roadmap? Any bloody idea what your next move is? Where you want to be next month, in 6 months? If not, you are perfectly primed to jump onto anything that's more attractive than what you're not succeeding at right now. I'll say that again. You are primed perfectly to jump onto anything that's more attractive than what you're not succeeding at right now. Because the alternative to no results at the minute has to be more attractive, right? No matter what it is. And maybe you're not a jumper, a quitter of strategies, a product-consuming beast, right? Maybe that's not your problem. What is, though? Are you doing enough? Are you moving forward consistently in the right direction? If not, what's attracting you? What's taking your attention away from the hard and necessary tasks you have to be doing? Are you actually looking at your to-do list and just focusing on the easy tasks, right? Or is it the comfort of not feeling uncomfortable? And that's what I'd imagine is for most people. Anything that makes them feel uncomfortable, they will jump onto anything else that seems easier. And if that's a problem for you, then I would recommend take a cold shower for 30 days. That's it. Take one cold shower every morning for 30 days. You'll see when you first start doing it, it's the most uncomfortable thing in the world. But it won't hurt you. It can't harm you in any way. There's no negative consequence for taking a cold shower. But you'll notice what your mind does. It wants you to get out of it immediately because it feels that you're in danger. But once you consistently take a cold shower every day for 30 days, eventually, maybe a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe on the fourth week, you'll find that your mind stops fighting with you. And even though the water is still freezing cold and you still feel it the way you did the very first day you took that cold shower, your mind doesn't react anymore. And that's what you need to get to. You need to put yourself into uncomfortable situations as often as possible, right? And in the beginning, it's going to be horrible. You're not going to want to do it. But I tell you something, nothing great happens in life if you don't put yourself into uncomfortable situations. I want you to really think about that. And if you look at most people consume more content because it gives them the justification that they're still working, right? And that's a big problem. People learn, but they never implement. And they're thinking, okay, well, if I just learn a little bit more, well, then eventually I'll get to the stage where I have so much knowledge, then I can go out and make a lot of money. Then I can go out and I will have enough knowledge, I'll have enough experience in learning stuff that I will know what to do. But the opposite is true. Because if you can't do it now, what makes you think it's going to get any easier as you move forward? It's going to get harder. The more you put off something, the harder it's going to be in the future. So you need to start working. Stop being busy and start working. Pick one strategy and follow it. Remember, the attractive route is always going to be more desirable. Always. And that means that if you're struggling at the moment, then anyone else who comes out with a great headline for a great product that hits your emotional hot button, that promises an easier route, a better route, then you're going to jump onto that and you're going to keep doing that. Right? So never forget that. The attractive route is always going to be more desirable. So is there a solution to this problem? And the truth is, yes, there is. The solution is self-discipline. Doing the stuff you don't like doing, like planning, sticking to one strategy, focusing on the things that require the most amount of effort, right, among many other things. But unfortunately, most people won't do it. They're doomed to seek out desirable alternatives to what's not working for them right now. But not working right now is part and parcel of progress. We call it a plateau. And we all hit them. Right? We hit 1, 2, or even 20. Right? If you look at when you start online, you buy a domain name, you set up your hosting, you set up your WordPress website. These are all easy things to do. And every time you finish one task, it's done. And it seems like that you're getting that instant gratification because you're completing tasks. But when it comes to the marketing aspects, well, marketing is evolution. It evolves over time. So you have to run with it. And along the way, you're going to hit a lot of obstacles. And you'll never feel ever that you're going to get that instant gratification, right? Because there's always work to be done. And even when the more successful you become, again, you're going to be faced with new problems, new obstacles. That's part and parcel of it, okay? So the plateau, we all hit them and expect it. They are the times when nothing seems to be happening, even when they are, right? You just need to keep going. You need to keep pushing and pushing, right? And as soon as you feel like it's getting too hard, you push some more. Why? Because when you've done all the things that haven't worked already, you're inevitably moving closer to what will work. As soon as you jump onto a new product because it's easier, you're starting right back at the beginning again. And on it goes, round and round, quitting before you've exhausted all possibilities of one strategy to go and repeat the same process with a new one. Now, if you give this enough time, you'll be probably a year in, 2 years, 3 years, without ever really realizing that what you're really doing, you're mastering the art of being efficient at eliminating all the ways each single strategy doesn't work. I'll say that again. Given enough time, and you'll be a year in, 2 years, 3 years, without ever realizing that all you're doing is mastering the art of being very efficient at eliminating all the ways each single strategy doesn't work. And then you say, this is hard. I can't make this internet marketing thing work. Why can't I do this? And yet, all the while, you've done everything possible to make sure you never succeed. So what's my point? Isn't it obvious? Pick one strategy and keep following through with it, even when you're not seeing results. Once you know that it's a proven strategy that has worked for somebody else, then it can work for you, okay? So that's the first audio out of the way. I hope you got value out of this short one. I want to keep these very brief. So I will speak to you very, very, very soon. All the best.